Book 2, The Chinese Catnip Caper. Cookie and Cupcake's expertise is needed to thwart a smuggling ring set in China. Smuggling what, you ask? The Prelude.
There are some naturally grown substances that if lapped or chewed in a fit of overindulgence by a common cat, the aforementioned cat becomes a quite uncommon cat. One might even say, a crazy cat. Grossly bizarre behavior may take over their normally quiescent personage. A compulsive behavior that appears harmless and fun can result in hallucinogenic escapades with long-lasting consequences. Chocolate-covered bird's eggs, sugared mouse ears, and salted fish guts have been known to create dependencies, but the chronic patterns induced by one drug in particular are perhaps the most notorious. It's the drug they call the magical herb, the well-craved catnip, cultivated by the mischievous and sold to the masses until they are senselessly silly.
The Chinese Catnip Caper kicks off with the discovery of countless stone statues dug up by one of the magician's lackeys in China.
Statues as hollow as ping pong balls. I could put them in my vault and replace them with copies. Corner the catnip black market by sending the knockoffs over the great fence wall through Mongolia, then overland by camel through the litterbox desert to Samarquandary, Zanzibar, and Baghdad. Catnip inside each statue.
Over the wall and through the desert they go, Cookie and Cupcake in hot, dry and thirsty pursuit. The Chinese Catnip Caper. What a trip!